I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with Pella Christian Activities Director Dan Branderhorst. Following a day full of news at Pella Christian High School, we're going to start with what would be considered, I would say, bittersweet news. After 27 incredible years, he's a friend of mine, Larry Hessing, will not be roaming the sidelines of Pella Christian basketball coming up in the upcoming year. He is retiring from teaching and coaching. Dan, you are a friend of his. You were a student of his and played for him for several years. I imagine it's news that's hitting you hard, but obviously a great time to celebrate his incredible career.
Absolutely, Andrew. I appreciate you having me on. Definitely a bittersweet day. Larry Hessing is a mentor for me. He's just been special. You know, he's a guy that has a humble nature about him. He's selfless. He's disciplined. A guy like me has learned so much about the game of basketball from him. But really, more than that, I've learned a lot about the game of life from him, because he cares about others. He's invested in the school. He's given his life and his time to our basketball department and our basketball program. And, you know, it's amazing when you think about it. The guy has taught in Christian education for 44 years, and he's been a head basketball coach for 40 years. Obviously, 27 of those years teaching and coaching at Pella Christian. I can't begin to just speak to, you know, his demeanor and his character and his perseverance. The guy has 650 career wins. He's made it to 12 state tournaments in 27 years at Pella Christian. That's nearly every other year. 5 runner-up finishes. He has a state championship title from his coaching days in South Dakota. And so, you know, it's really amazing just to think about the man that has, again, led our program for so many years and really impacted lives over the course of that time in the classroom and through the game of basketball.
One, you mentioned some of the accolades. 456 wins at Pella Christian is what he wound up with, just to 188 losses, playing in the Little Hawkeye Conference all those years. And when he inherited the program, Dan, this came after the greatest run in Pella Christian basketball history. 3 titles in 4 years. Jerry Nichols, a Hall of Famer. Larry, at the time, was just the 3rd coach that you had hired in 40 years or 4 decades. It's incredible to think about what Larry has turned this program into, which is, frankly, one of the best in Class 2A basketball history.
Absolutely. You mentioned the Little Hawkeye Conference. So I just want to say that ADs from within our conference reached out to me, mostly via email, some via social media, and they just had tremendous things to say about Larry. They talked about him being a staple. They talked about him being a pillar of the conference. And they talked about it being a sad day from the perspective that, you know, an all-time great like him, as you said, a future Hall of Famer, is calling it a career, and we're just so happy to honor him. We're happy to celebrate him.
Well, and we can only hope the paperwork is already into the Iowa High School Athletic Association. I imagine that'll be a quick answer when that call does come for Larry.
Andrew, it is on the way. You better believe it.
Yeah, and for full disclosure for our listeners, Larry's a friend of mine. He was one of the first people at Pella Christian to really welcome me to town. He's been our football color commentator every year of Pella Christian football. We'll definitely miss Larry, that's for sure. But on the same day, in the same token, Coach Branderhorst, you have the new head coach coming in, and it sounds like it's a guy who you're very, very excited about.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned a moment ago the comment about how we've had 3 head coaches in 65 years. No pressure, J.D. Bohr, but you are the next guy in line, and we're super excited about J.D. I was able to talk to him a lot in the last few weeks as we've advertised for this, and just really tried to find the next guy that's going to be a great fit to continue the tradition of success and excellence here at Pella Christian. And I'll be honest, JD has really, really done just that. He's impressed me from the very first conversation we had. After speaking with several references and guys who know him well, that reputation just grew in my mind, because he really gets it. He has a love for kids. He's passionate about basketball. He wants to help others succeed. He is just a guy who wants to be a part of the community and do so much more than just coach the game of basketball. So he's going to be our study skills teacher at the high school, and I really believe that he just brings a lot to our school and community, and again, our basketball program.
Well, and we don't want to get too deep in the weeds, but he's a guy that you were telling me before the interview comes highly regarded from great programs. He played for Western Christian, who we say Pella Christian's one of the greatest. Western Christian is the standard for Iowa high school basketball. He went to Dort, obviously the great connections there. And he has some Pella Christian connections as well. And it sounds like all the pieces have really come together with his hire.
You know, it's very interesting. You're right. When you think about great basketball, you can't not think about Western Christian. And so just to give you a little glimpse, he has played for Bill Harmson. He played for Bill in the sub-varsity years. Bill later went on to win a state title at Western Christian. He's currently having tremendous success as the head coach for the women's program at Dort University. He, of course, played for Jim Eakoff, one of the all-time greats, leader for state championships in Class 2A. And then he goes on to play basketball for 4 years for Ross Belma, who's currently the director of athletics at Dort University. He does travel. He makes the Pella Christian connection, as you mentioned. And then he coaches with Greg Hogsma out at Valley Christian in Arizona. And Greg himself has 6 state championships. And so, you know, you have all that, and then you come back and you coach with Kyle Lindbergh and Brian Van Haften, the current leaders of the Dortmund program. And, yes, I would say his coaching pedigree is pretty impressive. And so I spoke to a lot of those guys, and they have great things to say about JD. They say that he's poised. He's mature beyond his years, even though he is a young guy. He just really, really loves to be a student of the game. He gets the X's and O's. But I think even more importantly than those things, he's a relationship guy. He loves kids. He loves young people. He wants to make a difference in their lives, and he loves to do that through fun and passion and motivation. And so I'm impressed, and we're very, very excited at Pella Christian.
And again, that's JD Bohr, who you will likely hear sometime soon here on the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KRBLS. Brander, I wanted to get one thing in right before we're going to kind of jump off topic about basketball. It's been a very uncertain spring, obviously, with COVID-19. Usually about this time, I'm bumping into you at a soccer game or a track meet, but obviously that's going to be postponed for some considerable time. You know, from your perspective and how you've had to manage things, how have you been dealing with this crisis and trying to deal with the fact that for the most part, and very likely, the seniors are going to lose a lot of those hallmark moments at the end of their high school careers?
Yeah, Andrew, it is very disappointing. It's sad, especially for our senior crew. So many of our students, you know, this is their time. They love soccer, or they love track and field, or tennis, or golf, or whatever it may be, and they're missing out on it. And obviously, it just affects so many people. There's not anyone that's not affected by this virus and the current state that we're living in. And so it's a real bummer. You know, as we speak right now, I would be wrapping up our first home track meet. And you know what? It was a beautiful night for track and field, and it would have been beautiful at Pella Christian if we were able to compete, but obviously that's not the way it is right now. So as an AD, you know, we're trying to be supportive for our coaches. We're trying to do what we can to prepare in the event that we can compete in the coming weeks, but we know that may obviously not happen. So we just want to know. You know, I think it's hard for everybody. We look forward to next week or whenever it is when the state gives us more direction and we can finally know, are we going to go back to school this year? Are we going to be able to have any sort of a spring sports season? And then, of course, beyond that, what's going to happen with our summer sports? So there's only so much you can do without knowing what the future holds, and so we're just trying to make the best of it.
That's Pella Christian Activities Director Dan Branderhorst joining us here on the Coach's Corner. Dan, we appreciate the conversation. We, too, me personally, am very excited about the new hire. Obviously, a little bit heartbroken over Larry leaving, but time will move on. We appreciate you joining us and look forward to saying hi to you sometime under better circumstances, sometime very soon.
Absolutely, Andrew. It's always a pleasure, and we know that we love you and that we really appreciate the coverage you get for Pella Christian Athletics.
We'll have more of the Coach's Corner after this on KRLS.